What I see can make me stop and stare. But who am I to judge the color of your hair? Surely y'all are feeling much the same as I do. We got to keep this world together. Got to keep it moving straight.
Back here for the final segment of the big show. Let's get local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also streaming at devilradio927.com. The Devil Radio app, again, self-proclaimed greatest app ever. You can download that, check it out. Easy. My mom downloaded it. If she can, you can, and you should definitely. So we turn our attention now to Supec joining the show. Evolution Financial, sponsor of the program. Sue, we're always glad to talk with you. It is time for a monthly check-in. It is still volatile out there in the world. But before we get into all that, first of all, how are you today?
I'm doing great this morning, Jason. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing wonderful. I had like the exact perfect amount of coffee that put me in a very exuberant, highly functioning state. Joy came along with that. It's a wonderful feeling. And then I've talked to great people all day today. It's been amazing. And now it's you. So why wouldn't I be having a great day?
Love it. Great way to start the day.
Okay, so let's get into some of the challenging things that are happening right now. We know financially there's been a lot happening, but right now, just what was in the news this week with the markets, there's been a lot of volatility, right?
There has absolutely been a lot of volatility. There has been a lot of whiplash for people who are paying attention to the markets. So one of the things that happened this week was on Wednesday, Jay Powell and the Fed increased interest rates by 0.5%. So common expectation is there going to be about 7 interest rate hikes in 2022 and more in 2023. One of the things that people were paying attention to was whether or not Jay Powell, people knew it was going to be 0.5% this week. The question was, what is it going to be in the future? And so he said on Wednesday, it's going to be 0.5% the next time he raises the rates. He's looking at 0.5% going into the future. So people were super relieved about that. They didn't want it to be 0.75%. The market just went way up. People were really, really excited. And then Thursday, reality kind of hit. And like, oh, yes, inflation is still really bad. That's why we're doing all of these interest rate hikes. And then the market went down on Thursday, went down again on Friday. So leaving the market down at the end of the week. It's pretty stressful for people who are paying attention to their 401ks, things like that.
That's, I mean, it's, and there's so many people in different stages of life too, right? That can affect in so many different ways. Certain people, if you don't have a lot of money into those things yet, and you've got time to rebuild, you're like, okay. But people that are in different situations or have a lot of money in the marketplace, it can be really difficult right now.
Yeah, if you have a large balance in your portfolio, then you're seeing really, really big swings and you're seeing yourself, you know, gain and lose thousands of dollars on a daily basis. And if you are getting ready for retirement, if you're looking at not as long of that time that you have to build your account back up, it can be pretty stressful.
So how do you help people in that situation? What do you say to them?
That really is a conversation around how do you have things invested in your portfolio? Are the amount of stocks and the amount of bonds right for you? One of the things that we're looking at is, you know, historically people have kind of talked about a 60-40 portfolio as being a really great place to be, which is 60% stocks, 40% bonds. This week, people started talking about whether or not the 60-40 portfolio was still going to work for people. And it's a good question. One of the things that we're seeing is bonds are not giving us the returns that they have in the past. You are going to start seeing higher yields. So you're going to start seeing your bonds give you a little bit more in interest over time because these interest rates are rising. But you're not seeing the performance that you want to see from the bonds. You're not seeing that safety that you want to see in the bonds. So your investment advisor, one of the things that I'm doing is, you know, we're looking at whether or not we want to kind of pivot a little bit with the portfolios. I already, about a year and a half ago, looked at my clients' portfolios and said, hey, for some of these more conservative portfolios, I'm going to put a little bit more stock exposure in there to kind of prop this portfolio up. It might be time for another shift, but You got to talk about whether or not you're comfortable with that level of stocks. And that's where your investment advisor can really come in handy, is you can have these conversations. They're looking at it from a different point of view from you. They'll talk about what you're comfortable with. They'll talk about your feelings through all of this and the reasons why you might want to have more or less stocks or more or less bonds. So it really is a conversation you want to have with a professional.
And I know that you gave some financial info there that's really important, and adjustments that can be made. And obviously, working with a professional on that is the best way to go. But I know for you, it's also very important for you to relate to the human being. And so in that relationship with, people that you work with, and things are they're getting uncomfortable with situations or getting wondering, and they want to make a big decision or a change or seeing some of those shifts. Just on a personal level, how do you relate to them? How do you kind of steady that ship a bit for the people that you work with to make sure that you're all kind of making sound decisions?
Yeah. First off, I understand, I can come up with all of the reasoning in the world about why this is going to work or that's going to work or whatever. But when it all comes down to it, if you're calling me and you're stressed out, I get it. It's stressful. I too am invested, and I'm looking at my own accounts going, yeah, they are swinging wildly right now. And it's tough. And it's really hard to watch all of that, thinking about what's going to happen in the future. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? We don't know. So really just having those conversations about, yeah, this is hard. This is really stressful. But then we kind of lean back also on your financial plan. What are your goals for this money? What are your plans for the next 5-10 years? Do those plans need to be adjusted? What are your plans for 30 years? Where are we going to get there? So there's a lot of conversations around this, but really when it all comes down to it, it's hard, and it's really good to talk to somebody about that.
And I'll tell you, if you have the privilege of working with Supec Evolution Financial, evolutionfinplan.com is the website. You are in very good hands. And I appreciate that about Sue. She takes good care of her people. Sue, I know you also mentioned you wanted to talk about the index death of the index. So tell us a little bit more about that and what that refers to.
Yeah, a couple of prominent people started talking about how index funds are dying. And this is a conversation that comes out periodically. People saying there's different ways to invest. You can invest in index funds, which are kind of following something like the S&P 500 index, which are large U.S. stocks, something like the Russell 2000 index following the 2000 U.S. small cap companies. So there's a lot of indices out there. So there's a lot of index funds out there. Then there's active management. Those are the things that are trying to beat the index funds. Active management actually underperforms or performs the same as index funds about 80% of the time, but they cost a lot more. They have a lot of underlying costs. And periodically, people talk about how index funds are dying. It's just a strategy that isn't going to work. I truly do not believe in that. I believe that index funds are going to be strong going into the future. Many hold the same funds and stocks as many of these other actively managed funds. They just might manage them a little bit differently and in a way that is a little bit more inexpensive for the underlying costs. So overall, I think the index strategy is really a good, strong strategy. It's something that I'm going to continue to work with my clients with going forward.
And Sue, we're all humans. Mm-hmm. We all have moms. That's an important day tomorrow. I don't know if you want to give your mom a shout out, but I know you love Mother's Day and appreciate your parents.
I absolutely do. I can't wait to see my mom tomorrow. We are all going out for lunch. I don't often get over to see my mom, so it's going to be a great opportunity to see her. She had some health issues this last year, but has come out of them great. So I'm really looking forward to seeing mom and giving her some flowers tomorrow.
That's fantastic to hear. Sue, thank you again for all your time and sponsoring the show and the great conversations we get to have on here, but also just providing a very valuable service in our community and doing it only the way that you can. So we appreciate that about you.
Thank you. I love my job. I love my clients.
That's Sue Peck. Find out more about her on Evolution or at evolutionfinplan.com. And remember, if you tell her that you heard her on the radio, some special things in there for you. So, Sue, have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day, okay? Always great to talk with you.
Thanks. You too, Jason.
Well, that wraps up another show. Man. Okay, pickleball today. Financial updates. Patrick, pickleball. Love it. Madison's first indoor pickleball courts. Check them out. They're on the north side. That's where Sue is. That's where Sue does a bunch of her damages. I mean, her good business on the north side. And that's another feature of north side of Madison now, thanks to Patrick. Don't forget South Central Landscapes. And, of course, the Dane by Local Leadership Conference with Sue is going to be on the panel discussion at that as well. I forgot to mention that. We'll talk more about that in a couple weeks. Outside the Pizza Box up next. Catch you next Saturday. Don't forget I'm on the right. Trust and forgive each other.